Ruth and Naomi. Ruth 1:16. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. The judges were ruling Israel in the days when a terrible famine came. A man named Elimelech, his wife Naomi, and their two sons left Bethlehem and moved to Moab, where there was plenty of food. While in Moab, Elimelech died, leaving Naomi alone with two sons. Sometime later, her sons married Moabite women named Orpah and Ruth. They lived as a happy family for about 10 years, and then both of her sons died. When Naomi learned that the famine in Judah had ended, she prepared to leave Moab and return home. Ruth and Orpah walked with Naomi part of the way because they loved her very much. Naomi said,
"Each of you must go back to your mother's house. May the Lord show kindness to you."
Orpah returned home to her mother, but Ruth said,
"Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God."
So the two women traveled on to Bethlehem, where the barley harvest had just begun. Ruth began working in a field owned by a man named Boaz, a relative of Naomi's. Boaz noticed how hard Ruth was working and asked who she was.
"She's a young woman from Moab who returned with Naomi,"
answered the foreman. Boaz liked Ruth and said,
"Stay near the other women and I'll make sure you are protected."
Boaz fell in love with Ruth and asked her to marry him. They were married one sunny day, and soon a baby named Obed was born. He would be the father of Jesse, who would be the father of David, the king of Israel.